Chapter 3, Devotional 24. Are you a name dropper? You can call on the name of Jesus. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11, we read, "So that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Well, we've all done it at one time or another. We needed something from someone, and we attempted to influence their decision or response, so we resorted to a common practice. Hoping this would work in our favor, we dropped a name. We said, "Well, I'm a friend of..." Sometimes this works and sometimes it doesn't. As Christians, we have a name that we can use at all times, the name of Jesus. One of the most frequently quoted sermons on Jesus can be found online. You can find the complete text. I used the Gospel Coalition, all one word, .org. The sermon, delivered in 1976 by Dr. S. M. Lockridge, is entitled, "That's My King." You'll hear part of the original text in just a moment. The Bible says my king is a seven-way king. He's the King of the Jews, King of Israel, King of Righteousness, King of the Ages, King of Heaven, King of Glory, King of Kings, and he's the Lord of Lords. That's my king. David said, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork." My king is a sovereign king. He's enduringly strong, entirely sincere, eternally steadfast, immortally graceful, imperially powerful, and impartially merciful. He's God's son, sinners' savior, the centerpiece of civilization. He's august, unique, unparalleled, and unprecedented. The loftiest idea in literature, highest personality in philosophy, cardinal necessity for spiritual religion, miracle of the age. He supplies strength for the weak, sympathizes, and he saves. Strengthens and sustains, guards and guides, heals the sick, forgives sinners, discharges debtors, delivers captives, defends the feeble, serves the unfortunate, rewards the diligent. His office is manifold, promise is sure, light is matchless, goodness is limitless, mercy is everlasting, love never changes, word is enough, grace is sufficient, reign is righteous, yoke is easy, and his burden is light. He's indescribable, incomparable, invincible, and irresistible. Death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. Yea, that's my king. Do you know Jesus? If not, I urge you to call on my king today. Lord, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. I confess you, Jesus, as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Jesus, I bend my knee and bow before your mighty name. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.